Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll get Jeff Nowak in here in a few moments, Odyssey Sports. Bobby, first, though, we're still continuing to react to Kendall Rogers of D1 Baseball, his report that Pat Casey, former Oregon State Beavers head baseball coach, appears to be the front runner to land the LSU baseball coaching job. Pat Casey was named the National Coach of the Year in 05, 06, 07, 17, and 18. He led the Beavers to the postseason 12 times and made it to the College World Series in 05, 6, 7, 13, 17, and 18.
Well, that's when you're talking about a decade plus, that means your team is relevant year in and year out.
Yeah.
Now you might say, well, they were so close but so far not winning. They should have won more national championships. But as of late, he did win a national championship. And, Christian, I kind of like this text. You can maybe elaborate on this more. And I think so. A lot of people have this opinion. 29-96. I like Casey more for his development of players more than his actual recruiting. LSU is going to get the recruits. The texter goes on to say, we need to be a little bit better with our player development of those recruits.
I would agree with that text, and here's why. It wasn't so much Paul Maneri. I think it was Alan Dunn not developing pitchers. All right, I think that, depending on who
but
Pat Casey
Paul
brings
Maneri hired Alan Dunn.
Right, so it is on. Look, when you're the head coach, it ultimately falls on you.
Right.
But the texter's right. Pat Casey has had a reputation for bringing guys in on his staff that get a guy out of high school, like an Alex Lang, for example. Right? Alex Lang was, I think, his best when he was a freshman. So you didn't see a massive growth from him.
And you see more growth maybe on the Coach Casey.
I think so. I would agree with that. Look, I want to read this again. Pat Casey made it to the College World Series with the Beavers 05, 06, 07. 2013, 2017, and 2018. I mean, you're in the College World Series. Yeah, you didn't win a national title, but you're one of eight standing. And I think that the year that LSU beat them, that was two massive upsets. They were the number one team in the country from start to finish.
And like Tim Zimmer said, it's all about relationships and who you know, who you maybe have a casual conversation with, who you cross paths with. If you look at Scott Woodward, Christian, before he was at A&M, guess where he was? He was in the Pacific Northwest. He was at University of Washington.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
He knows that area.
Washington's right by Oregon. You know, giving you a geography lesson now. So I'm sure all the times that, you know, Scott Woodward's been up in Washington, he's crossed paths with Pat Casey at Oregon State.
Listen, Scott Woodward is a no-nonsense research dude that doesn't just do things on a whim.
Now, how about
that 2017 season, Bobby, they won a total of 56 games, the Beavers did. 56.
But you're hoping, like, boy, our team is doing great if we get to 40?
I think 40 plus, you're in business. If you're 19-11 in the SEC, look, Arkansas just went 20-10 in the SEC.
Right, and didn't lose a series.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if you're 19-11, 20-10, 18-12 in the SEC, he's not going to go 27-3 like he did in Pac-12. They went in 2017. The Beavers went 27-3. He won't do that at LSU. But man, if you can get to 20, you're in serious business.
Now, Christian, this texter says because you know we brought up the age and all that because he retired. Now he'd be coming out of retirement. This is from 26-14. He says, "Worry about his age? You got question mark? Question mark? And why? Question mark? you know, emphasizing that. You know what's true? Think about where they're at, and their old coach is not there no more. What about the Rice Owls? Yep. Remember Wayne Graham? What he goes, he coached into his 80s successfully. Chris, he might have coached till he was 82 or something. Mm-hmm. Or he was in his 80s, and he was still coaching at Rice. And where is Rice baseball today compared to when Wayne Graham was
not,
there?
Not where they were. Not in Super
Regionals. We don't even talk about him. We don't even talk about him.
Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports, joining us now. Jeff, before we get to LSU baseball's media availability today, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you your opinion of Pat Casey, the news from D1 Baseball, Kendall Rogers, saying that he's emerged as the top candidate to replace the retiring Paul Maneri. What do you think about that news?
We talking about that already? Jeez, I haven't done playing yet. you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out because it's such an alluring job, and there's so much, you know, history behind it that it's even hard to wrap your head around at this point because they're still playing games.
They got to do it fast. It could be announced before the regional right. This weekend. They got to do it fast because Texas A&M just hired Jim Schlossnagel from TCU. Right. Other jobs right. are open.
The snowball effect, yep. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a whirlwind however it ends up happening. I can't say that I have enough, you know, information on Casey to
sure.
have an informed opinion at this point, but I'm sure I will by the end of the day.
Yeah, go check out his resume. It's quite impressive. So LSU had their media availability before traveling to Knoxville. They leave tomorrow. Is that right, Jeff?
Yep, they leave tomorrow afternoon, and they'll head out for another road game, another set of road games, which, you know, that's been a big topic of conversation, you know, pretty much all season because for whatever reason, this LSU team just thrives on the road. Maneri talked about it today, and he basically said, like, you know, he's had better teams. This is not the best LSU team he's coached. I don't think that's a controversial opinion. But a lot of those teams did not play as well on the road as this team does. And he said he's going to leave it to the experts in the media to figure out why, because he just can't quite put his finger on it. It's kind of inexplicable, but this team just thrives on the road. And we'll see if that continues this weekend.
Now, Jeff, when you look at what occurred the last time, that was way back in March. I mean, that seems like a long time ago. Tennessee was able to sweep LSU, but only by four runs, twice in extra innings. And if you look what all said and done, look, 3-1. I think maybe Tennessee deserved to win that game, but I look at the other two, 9-8 and 11 innings in that rain-interrupted game. I thought LSU seemed like they had the momentum in that game, and then you only went into eight innings because they were playing seven, but it was tied and went into eight, then they lost 3-2. So to me, that has to give LSU confidence that even though the Vols are rolling, you could say, well, LSU's different than they were in March. Well, you could say, well, Tennessee's also different and they're better, but it's not like LSU's just – hoping they can hang and don't get embarrassed. No, they have a chance.
I'd be hesitant to draw any kind of straight lines from what happened earlier in the season. You obviously saw LSU lose, you know, how many SEC series to start SEC play. I think they were 1-5 in the SEC after that series, but this is such a young roster. And Maneri's talked about that a lot in a season where there's so many veteran laden groups because of how COVID interrupted the draft last year. I think it was a 5-round draft, and a lot of young guys and a lot of guys stuck around that might have otherwise left with that extra year of eligibility. That's not the case for LSU. LSU is an incredibly young roster, and as you get further into the season, you see these young guys playing more like veterans. You know, you don't have those lapses, and just it feels like so much has changed for this group, especially. You know, when it comes to close games, when it comes to just understanding how to play in big moments, the game against Oregon on Monday, I don't think they win that game if they play it in March, right? You know, right. The way they closed that game out, and they looked like the veteran group. Oregon was the team that was having mental mistakes and breakdowns. And I just think, you know, it's a paradigm shift when you end up getting young players that mature over the course of a season out of necessity more than anything else. You know, you'd love to have Jaden Hill out there. They don't have him. So you just have all these guys that are being forced to step up, and they have.
That's
so it's.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Jeff.
Go ahead.
That's a direct result of playing in the conference they play in. Their ability to close out now, because they got roughed up at times.
Battle tested.
Yep. They got roughed up at times in the SEC. Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports, WWL Sports Digital Producer. Jeff, how much was talked about today with LSU baseball? They've got to clean up the errors because Tennessee will beat them to death if they boot the ball around.
Well, you know what else they got to do, Jeff? Now, this doesn't matter when you play, beginning of the season, middle or the end. I think against Tennessee, it was either 18 or 19 batters they walked.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't even want to make errors.
They've gotten better there.
Yeah, to have a chance, you cannot walk a team like Tennessee who can hit 1-9.
Yeah, I mean, being composed, that's another element of composure, I think. And, a guy like Landon Marceau coming at the end there was huge. But, yeah, I mean, one thing they're going to have to deal with, especially in the air front, Drew Bianco is going to be in the outfield. He's going to be playing center field again because Gio DiGiacomo is, I don't know if he's been officially ruled out, but he's very unlikely to play at best with that hamstring injury. So it's going to shuffle things around. And I don't necessarily think that hurts their outfield defense. I think it hurts their infield defense. Because Bianco's an excellent center fielder. I think he might be the best outfielder they have, but he was at second base because he's an excellent second baseman. And I think the middle infield is where you really kind of look at and say, this might be a point where you need to tighten up. Jordan Thompson had an error, at least I think he had two errors on Monday. And whoever they end up rolling out at second, Will Safford was in there for a bit. I think we'll hear a lot more about that as we go into it, but that's definitely going to be a factor because they're going to have to keep these games low scoring, I think, to have a chance.
Now, Jeff, I think from a national perspective, as far as, just following baseball, that I think it is good for college baseball that LSU is still involved. Now, not everyone would agree with that. I think it's good that you have a number of SEC teams living up to the expectation, the billing preseason, that they're still involved. And if you look at LSU now, Christian DePalmieri, 15th. What super regional appearance? Yep. You just look at an organization. Now, I didn't realize this. I thought, well, they got to be number one, but it's not. Second most behind Florida State. But Florida State's out. They were at 17. And just to put it in perspective, it's what I've been doing for me lately. Tennessee's hot right now, but they're making their third super regional. So you think about that, 15-3. Now, we're 18-14, that being the Tigers in super regionals. And the Volunteers are 4-0. They have not lost a super regional game. I did not know that. Now, it doesn't matter because it's like every player.
It's a lot
of history right there between these two clubs.
Yeah, I think there's six SEC teams in the super regionals, which is pretty remarkable when you kind of look at it. I mean, that's a crazy number. And they all deserve to be there. I think there's an easy, argument to debunk that, LSU didn't deserve to be in the college, the NCAA tournament with a 13-17 conference record. I think they did, based on what we've seen.
Right.
They take down a top-shelf Pac-12 team. It'll be a lot easier to make that argument going forward based on what LSU is. I think all the SEC teams should be giving them a pat on the back because it's just that conference this year was stacked.
And, Jeff, I always like history. And, Christian, I'm always giving you some tidbits. But, how you talk about, they're going to have to win on the road to go to Omaha. Now, winning the regional on the road for the first time since going way back, I think you brought this up last night. In 1989, they won a regional on the road against Texas A&M. And Texas A&M was ranked number one in the nation in 89. And then you look what they did now, against the Oregon Ducks. No one expected that. And winning a regional for the first time ever after losing the first game. Because, Christian, I guarantee if people are truly honest, you could bleed purple and gold when they lost 3-0. Come on, Jeff, to Gonzaga. What did you realize?
We all pronounced them dead.
Oh, well, I hope they don't get skunked. But no one saw they'd be going to Knoxville. I mean, the players, maybe, but not us.
Right. I mean, I thought they'd get past Central. But even there, I wasn't sure because Central had just put 10 runs up on Oregon the night before or the day before.
It took extra innings to beat Central.
Right.
Right. And I mean, in fairness, it took extra innings, but all five of those runs came in the second inning. LSU locked him down after that. It kind of felt like it was just a matter of when LSU was going to score in that game. Like, but no, I mean, that Gonzaga rematch was a completely different game. You know, and the pitching, I think, is more important than anything. I mean, what A.J. Labus was able to do in that first game was huge, going eight innings and saving the bullpen. Dylan Cruz, up through Monday, was just, you know, he was so hot that I felt like I needed to check if I left the burner on. Like, he was that good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of amazing that they were able to win on Monday, despite probably, you know, one of the worst games of the season from him. I think they went 0-4, maybe 0-5 with two strikeouts. Gavin Dugas became the star of the weekend. He was incredible. And this is going to be one of those teams that you look back on and you're like, wow, I can't believe they did that. They had never won a regional, like you mentioned, while losing the first game. They had actually only won one regional. I forgot out of one regional, I think. Actually, I have that wrong. I think they had only ever lost the first game in a regional once in their entire regional history, which is kind of amazing in and of itself. And that was I had it written down, but
it's all right, Jeff. I'll take it a step further. I think if Paul Maneri, if they get by Tennessee and go to the College World Series, I think it's Paul Maneri's finest coaching moment ever to bring this team. If they were to go to Omaha.
Well,
I think it would be his finest hour.
Well, to me, that shows you how much they want to win one for the Gipper. You know the old cliche, like
for the skipper.
Win for the skipper. come on, Coach Maneri has been such an outstanding role model individual for us. Come on, let's all lay it on the line. You know, truly going fight, fight, fight. You know, I'm going to go out there and you know, it's different. You know, baseball is more finesse and all that, but still that mindset. And to show that appreciation for Coach Maneri.
Yeah, and that's been pretty clear. The only one who doesn't really want to talk about it is Paul. every player who goes up there is like they get asked, you know, is his final run giving you a bit of extra motivation? And you know, none of them are talking around. They're like, yes, you know, AJ Levy said that today. He said it's a huge thing. And a lot of times you'll see players kind of, you know, just deviate and be like, yeah, we're focused on the game, That's not the case. Except for Paul, when Paul got asked about it on Monday, he was like, no, we're talking about the kids, which, you know, is good for him. And I think he's probably tired of it. I don't think he expected them to be answering the questions at this point. But, you know, I think at this point it's real. You know, you're in a super regional. You're two or three games away from a potential College World Series appearance. And that I don't think anyone really gave them a chance to get into if you were talking about it honestly. You know,
well, Jeff, when you think about it, we were hoping. I hope on Monday they get invited to the tournament after they lost to Georgia. Because, you know, guys, what? Because that's been the Paul Maneri tournament, the SEC tournament. And for them to go one and done, I mean, I was like, what?
Yeah, that was long since considered the LSU Invitational. That was the joke up there in Hoover.
Right. And so I was like, God, yes. I think they've done enough, and then we come to find out they weren't even on the last four in the bubble to get. And then, you know, and that means the committee did the right thing by having them in the tournament, considering what they went through in Eugene.
Jeff, speaking of Paul Maneri, does he seem just a little bit more relaxed, like he's got a ton of weight lifted off his chest? I mean, he every time I've heard him talk, it seems like he's at complete peace.
Well, his neck's feeling a whole lot better and probably don't have as many headaches. Because, you know, when you lose it and you got stress – the damn neck and headaches.
That's where you wear it. You wear it right there in your shoulders and your neck.
Yes, and it goes to your head, and you feel like crap, and you're going home, and you bring it in home. But I guarantee when you're winning, that neck and that head feels a whole lot better.
Yeah, he seems like one of those guys like sitting on the beach doing the Corona commercials, like not a worry in the world. No, he's in the Super Regional this weekend. But, no, he does. I mean, Paul Maneri has always been a guy who – regardless of what's going on around him, seems to be upbeat, seems to be, you know, he's not angry more so than he's coaching. Right. And because I think there's a difference there. And but this week especially has been just a guy who is very much at peace with what's going on. And he, you know, he's still coaching his butt off, but you know, he understands what's around him in the situation, and he's just trying to get the most he can out of this team.
Well,
I think he's tired. I think that he's ready for a break, but he's going to see how long they make him work. He said that multiple times that he's told the players, like, you guys won't let me retire. You keep making me work.
Well,
he's happy to do it.
Jeff, I tell you, the last time they were in Knoxville, boy, just a bitter way, you know, they couldn't overtake the Vols because they could have won that series. And then when Coach Mineri said, Christian, what he was calling out the Tennessee fans, that they were rude.
Yeah.
That they were rude to our players. Well, they can expect a lot more rudeness.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be on a different level. But you should challenge, you should welcome that as a player.
Jeff, thanks for the time.
Dugas actually talked about that today, and he said, if you're playing in the SEC and you're not ready for that, then you probably shouldn't be playing in the SEC. But yeah.
Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports. Good stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Bobby and Christian, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.